guys so very much.
On three. One, two, three.
I love you guys so very much. Bruce!
Great job.
Oh, Rock Kent just said great job.
That said, and I am still three episodes out from the finale of season three of Ted Lasso, but I heard a rumor that said that very similar to Star Trek Picard, the final season did so well that there is demand that may actually be answered as far as producing a fourth season of both of those shows, just because of how well the third season's performed in the ratings and by critics.
Well, it's a critic darling, but I've been seeing nothing but fans complain. I love it quite fine. It's a great finale and everything. But yeah, all the cast have said, you know, they don't have it in for them anymore. But so probably the closest we're going to get is probably a spinoff with Roy training new recruits or something, because Sudeikis has literally just stomped his foot down saying, that's it. Hannah Waddington's going on to bigger roles and has vowed to not do it unless he's there. So as much, but that's the sign of a good show. If we want more,
go out on top.
They may very well cool their jets. And a decade from now, they'll show up. I can see Sudeikis appearing again on SNL or something in character as Ted.
There you go.
That was another one. I saw so many people bitching about it online. They didn't like where the story was going. I'm like, well, what's different from the last two seasons? It's always good. It's always had food for thought mixed in with wit. I have lost track. How many times would you have to rewind a scene, would you say? Because there are like 10 jokes per scene. Like people would be doing stuff in the background.
Ted Lasso?
Yeah. People would be doing stuff in the background. People would be making other references. It's like there's all kinds of jokes going on. There's physical comedy.
Yeah, I'd say that's right.
But yeah, we would watch so many scenes and we notice, like literally just rewind it. Like five times, you'll notice characters. You're like, oh my God, I didn't notice they were eating that cake that they typically don't like, or they're doing this wacky thing if you look real closely. I mean, probably the biggest surprise, and it's not a spoiler, it's just a Easter egg hidden. My sister looked at the credits and we're like, you know what? We're going to rewatch this episode just to find that voice cameo. And sure enough, when they're in the Canadian Open, it's voiced by whose line is it anyways? Cast members, Ryan Stiles and Colin Mochrie. I'm like, that's awesome.
Oh, that's hilarious.
And again, I was even telling my mother, listen. And she finally made it out. Like, I think I know that voice. It's just too cryptic. It's too soft-spoken. I'm like, think of the first Canadian comedian you can think of. Not Jim Carrey.
Yeah, I was going to say, not William Shatner either.
Oh, yeah. Or unintentionally, Alex Shatner or Danica. Yeah.
Nice.
We'll return after these messages.
Hello and welcome to Culture Shocked, the pop culture podcast brought to you by four aging millennials and our outdated opinions. Join us every Tuesday as we discuss movies, TV, games, and even music, new and old.
Dude, what do you think you're doing?
Are you seriously trying to record a promo without us right now?
Well, yeah.
Dude, you can't just do the promo by yourself. Who's gonna listen to that?
Yeah, and you probably haven't even told them that we're a pop culture podcast where we always agree on everything. For instance, the Sam Raimi trilogy easily being the best of the Spider-Man movies.
No. But I think we can all agree that Jaws is a classical masterpiece.
Nope, don't like that. But we do all agree that the sequel trilogy of Star Wars is the best in the Skywalker saga, right, guys?
That comment is so ridiculous. I don't even know where to
Anyways, that'll do it from all of us here at Culture Shock. Thanks for listening.
Do you ever find yourself thinking about who would win in a fight between Goku and Superman? Hi, I'm James Gavsey, and on the Who Would Win show, me and my co-host Ray ignore anything important happening in the outside world and debate fictional battles between characters from comics, movies, and video games.
We got a new show every week, and almost always am I the winner.
Yeah, not true, Ray.
In the past, we've discussed such matches as Captain America versus Darth Vader, Solid Snake versus the Iron Giant, classic matchups like RoboCop versus Terminator, and even the Muppets versus Sesame Street.
That one was crazy. So if you're a fan of geek culture and love a spirited debate, check out the Who Would Win Show wherever you get your podcasts, or check us out at whowouldwinshow.com.
We let things pile up in the DVR, we add them to our queues, we wait for the DVDs and Blu-rays. We time shift. The Time Shifters Podcast. Sci-fi, horror, fantasy, superheroes, comedy, action, film, television, maybe some not-so-current events. Find us on iTunes or at timeshifterspodcast.com.
Cool thing about Blind Knowledge is we are in multiple countries. We are worldwide, all across the globe. We are in the US, we are in the UK, we are in Canada, Germany, India, Japan, we're in Australia, y'all. BlindKnowledge.com. Now back to the feature presentation.
What's on your mind today?
Like, I want to change, but I'm not particularly open to make those changes.
I'm trying.
Every time I get rid of one compulsion, another compulsion comes up.
Are you yawning right now?
Spoiler alert, I feel like I'm stuck.
Right. How does that make you feel?
Jimmy!
Liz! Hey!
It's 3 a.m.
I'm sorry.
What's in that bowl?
Pretzels.
The other bowl.
Maybe some painkillers.
Maybe?
There's painkillers in there, yeah.
I have to ask, is this you forever?
I don't know.
Oh, hey, Paul.
I'm worried about you, kid.
I mean, grieving her.
You've been numbing.
Stop. You're doing sad face.
This is just face. I have resting dead wife face.
He just kept on going on and on about how dumb I am. But he loves me.
Your husband is emotionally abusive. He's not working on it. He doesn't intend to. Just leave him.
Okay.
I think I can help people if I get my hands a little bit dirtier.
Your mom wanted you to scatter her ashes, right?
We know what they should do. Don't you ever want to just shake them?
Well, we don't shake them.
I take that back. Run.
Huh?
Sounds so unethical.
You're just gonna burn down your career and take me with you.
Coin flip?
Get out of here.
Wait, this is my office.
It took you longer than it should have.
My patients are really thriving. This thing I'm doing is really working.
I'm right behind you!
Nobody gets through this life unscathed.
I can't remember Mom's laugh. I can feel her slipping away.
You're faced with a choice. Are you going to let your grief drown you? Or are you going to face it, come through the other side?
It's nice to see you have your spark back.
Gonna leave your car here?
I'm a white guy in Pasadena. The cops will probably just take it back to my house for me.
Must be nice.
Derek, how's it going?
Just walking the dog I didn't want.
My patient moved into her sister's house.
Sounds like the day's off to a great start for both of us.
Then don't want to work.
The Harrison Ford xenomorph just refuses to kill anyone.
Just kill me instead.
Goes back into the egg.
Yeah.
Falls back in the chest.
Leave me alone. Oh, yeah. I'm watching something with Harrison Ford in it right now.
Yeah, new show.
Shrinking. Yeah. Yeah, that show is so great. I'm really liking it.
Oh, yeah.
Character's so great.
I mean, it's the Ted Lasso Scrubs team. So they're.
All right. All right. No wonder I feel so uplifted and motivated after watching it.
Right?
Believe.
Well, and it was just so surprising what just mature material they were taking and being so kind to it. And you know, it's just like, yeah, because most comedies you expect them to be very blunt and too much. And yeah, I didn't have to worry about.
Right.
Yeah.
It was surprising. The fact that Harrison Ford agreed to do anything.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Harry says he's perfect for it because he's just being rough and.
Well, and he seems like he really believes in the content of the show because he's really acting like.
I saw the trivia and they're like, we still don't know how we convinced him.
I am genuinely surprised that Marl got him for the new. What's the name?
He must have a lot of weed that he just really needs.
I don't know how they had
it. I don't know.
Like, can you imagine him in a meeting with Kevin Feige?
I think it would go a little something like kids.
like his
at times
his
he staff can sound like Frankenstein's monster.
That's what he should do. He should have gone and done the Universal Monster movies. They don't even tell him. Yeah. They're like, and here comes Frankenstein. He's just like, great.
What if it was Harrison Ford playing Wolverine instead of Hugh Jackman?
That would have went okay. I mean, honestly, that's close.
Get off my mutant mansion. I don't know.
Give me back my son.
Might just become the fugitive.
I didn't. I did not impale my brother.
I mean,
I think you did, though. The problem is, we can see you do it every six episodes.
We don't
know.
Don't
that. You impale him like every month.
To answer your question, Ellis, I'm sure it'll be like his Apocalypse Now cameo where he just comes right in, says his line, but it's so good you kind of wish.
Yeah. Oh my god, I even forgot that he was in that. Oh wow,
is he the one that comes in to Brando when they're
he's given the briefing.
He's in the briefing scene. Like, yeah,
extremely the glasses. Yeah.
He's
like this conversation
officer.
Cameo where you're just like too good for this movie.
Follow us on the web on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. The podcast is available on Podbean, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Anchor, Apple, and anywhere else podcasts are available. Feel free to review our show and leave comments on any of those sites. Thanks a million for listening.
It's a Jacked Up Review Show. It's a Jacked Up Review Show. Jacked Up Review Show. Yeah.